An Amputee by Richard Krause. An amputee sitting next to me on the train keeps a one-arm vigilance over his stump, that though I steal a glance at it, it is not long enough to allow it to sprout in my imagination either a hand or the missing fingers. I'm always intrigued by missing body parts, intrigued over their place of absence. Now he's covering up the stump with a magazine, a cheap magazine. I wonder who chopped off his hand and for what reason. Stealing? Merciless thought, but no mercy can put the hand back on. So why not? It is a godless loss, and no god can restore it, but why doesn't he have prosthetics done? But then what of my natural impressions? What would that artificiality do to them? Do you suppose he had me in mind when he didn't have the work done? Maybe my response that he's feeling now is a deterrent to such restorative thoughts. And maybe he keeps it unclad and exiting pinkly and swallowed. It looks as if the skin is swallowing itself just to stir my imagination. Droll thought, but that is not all. What if I just reached over and kissed it? Do you think the moisture of my lips would animate it, make it grow fingers, that would reach into my mouth for my tongue and pull on it admiringly as a lifesaver? A no more repugnant idea could occur to me, but that is just why I think it. There, he's covered up his arm again. Earlier he tried smoking, and now he stopped after I coughed in my throat. A forced cough. He put it out half-lit. He must have some feelings. I imagine a relationship between us. Perhaps a friendship over his handlessness. What an intimate basis for friendship to take hold, where my thoughts grasp what his body can't handle. Now he's pulled his sleeve down and is leaning over it with his free arm. He's playing the maiden, I can tell. But this time, I look the other way.